أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 31 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verses we discussed that the Quraysh of Makkah and the other tribes of Makkah and around Makkah in paganism would make tawaf of Baytullah in a state of nudity. The other habit that they had, which they considered as an ibadah, was that in the days of Hajj, now they used to also make Hajj, the remnants of the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, in whichever way they did. But one thing that they would abstain from is eating, and especially eating foods that were rich, like for example that of ghee or milk or anything that was fatty. And they considered that to be a great ibadat, a great act of worship. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. And in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us several commandments. The first Allah ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Hold on to your adornment, take to your adornment at the time of each salat. What is this adornment that Allah ta'ala is speaking about? And again, appreciate the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that this is being done especially to get rid of a particular ritual that was in vogue, that they used to make tawaf of Baytullah in a state of nudity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now saying that oppose that, and when you perform your salat, then adorn yourself, beautify yourself. And what is the meaning of adornment here? Is number one, at least the minimum is that your aura has to be covered. The very private parts of a human being, the men from below the navel to below the knee, and then the woman, the entire body, for the purposes of salah, their face can be open from the wrist to the fingertips, and the feet below the ankles can be left open. That is not an issue in salat. Obviously, at the time of approaching ghair mahram, that masala changes. But for the purposes of salat, this is the minimum requirement. Then خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. And before we go forward, a very, very important note that we should take note, those of us that wear t-shirts and come to the masjid or perform salat otherwise also. Many, many occasions we go into sajda, and when we go into sajda, the back uncovers. And part of that back is below the navel. And then that becomes the aura, the satr of a person. And that invalidates the salat. So we should take very, very great care insofar as that is concerned. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ then also means that the fuqaha have written, the clothing that we will not normally go out in front of people, we'll feel shy to do so. For example, a person's pyjamas, the night clothes that a person wears. A person won't go out into town with that. A person won't want to face people in that. So don't face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that. Otherwise, we find in the lives of Sahaba, the Ahle Bayt, some of them had special clothing that they would use only for the time of Salat. Out of Salat, the clothing was proper. But for Salat in itself, they will beautify, adorn themselves. And what will be the benchmark? The Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That we are now going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the best way that we will stand in front of Allah ta'ala is the manner in which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood in front of Allah ta'ala. In other words, that parts of the body should be covered. Obviously then for the men, it should be above the ankles. The head also should be covered. And also our hands also should be covered. And in that way we perform salat in a way that my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stood in front of Allah. After all, what is it that we want to achieve by performing salat? The pleasure of Allah, the closeness of Allah and the pleasure of Allah and the closeness of Allah that we will acquire when we do it in the manner of my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is on the one hand, khuzu zinatakum. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, take on to your adornment, hold on to dressing in a proper way, inda kulli masjidin, at least at the time of each salat, at the time of every salat. Otherwise, a believer is supposed to be dressed in a proper manner at all times. The second command, Allah Ta'ala says, wakulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Allah Ta'ala says, eat and drink and do not be extravagant, do not transgress the limits that has been set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this part of the ayat is discussing that habit of the Quraysh and that habit of the Arab tribes, that at the time of Hajj, whatever was good for them to eat, they would abstain and they would take it as an ibadat. Now of course there is an abstention when a person is fasting. In Hajj, the abstention will be other things, the prohibitions of the ihram. But insofar as eating and drinking is concerned, there Allah Ta'ala did not put down any limitations. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, eat and drink, but at the same time, wala tusrifu, do not exceed the limitations, do not exceed the boundaries that has been set down by Allah Ta'ala. One meaning of this is that a person, when one eats to one's full, and then one should restrain from eating, keep away from eating, because now whatever was required, a person has eaten, the stomach is full, and that body will then get the energy to continue doing whatever a person needs to do. So that is one. The second is, do not exceed the bounds and limitations insofar as haram is concerned. You can eat and drink, but eat and drink what is halal, keep away from what is haram, keep away from those things that are regarded as doubtful in the Shariat. Then the ulama have gone the other way also, and they said that whatever is halal, keep as halal, whatever is haram, keep as haram, do not make anything halal haram, because then again we're transgressing the bounds and the limitations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And lastly, some people feel that we should not eat at all, or we should eat so little, and that then creates the cliff. The person has difficulty, health difficulties because of undernourishment. That is also transgressing the bounds and the limitations that has been set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, he had a Christian Hakim, a Christian doctor, and that Christian doctor approached Ibn al-Waqidi and he said to him that right now at this particular time on the earth, there are two sciences. One is the science of religion and one is the science of health. Your Quran has spoken about religion, but your Quran has not spoken about health. So Ibn al-Waqidi recited this ayah of the Quran, وَقُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. He said in half an ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed the entire health issue, that Allah Ta'ala is saying eat, Allah Ta'ala is saying drink, keep away from those things that are haram because they are not going to be healthy for you. Do not overeat. Then he was amazed and he was surprised. Then he said, but your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not spoken anything about health. He said, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said much about health. The simple thing that he said, that all your illnesses, all your sicknesses begin and emanate from your stomach. If what you put in your stomach is right, then obviously you will have a healthy life. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not love those who are extravagant, or those who transgress the limitations and the boundaries set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in short and in brief, that when we come to the masjid, or whenever and wherever we performing our salat, let us dress appropriately, try to be as closest to the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not exceed the bounds and limitations of Allah Ta'ala in our eating and drinking. Allah will nourish us spiritually and Allah Ta'ala will grant us physical health. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.